Hey everyone, welcome back. Today, we're diving into something that I think is going to hit a little close to home for a lot of our listeners. It's a data breach, but not just any data breach. This one is impacting a system that a lot of Rhode Islanders rely on. It's called ORI Bridges, and it handles a whole bunch of social services and health benefits. So we're going to take a look at what exactly happened, you know, what kind of information might be at risk here, and really what you need to know. But there's a little twist to this story. A hacker group called BrainCypher actually came out and said, hey, we did it. We're the ones that are responsible, before the breach was even acknowledged officially. So that's where things start to get really, really interesting.
Yeah, that definitely adds another layer to this whole situation. You know, ORI Bridges, it manages some pretty important things, things like Medicaid, you know, general public assistance, childcare assistance. So we're talking about programs that are super essential, really absolutely essential for a huge part of the population. So when a system like this gets compromised, I mean, the stakes, they just get incredibly high.
Absolutely. This is more than just data, right? We're talking about people's lives. Mm-hmm. People's well-being is impacted. So let's break down the timeline here. So on December 4th, we have BrainCypher, this hacker group, right? They come out and they announce that they've stolen just a massive amount of data. We're talking, I think it was, what, a terabyte from Deloitte. And Deloitte, of course, is this big consulting giant that runs ORI Bridges. And initially, you know, they deny the whole thing. But then just the very next day, December 5th, they confirm that, okay, yeah, ORI Bridges, it was targeted in cyber attack. But here's the part that really doesn't make sense to me. It took until December 13th for them to officially notify Rhode Island that, hey, you know, we found some malicious code in this system.
Yeah, that delay is certainly interesting. It's possible that, you know, Deloitte wanted to make sure they had all their ducks in a row, right? They wanted to conduct a thorough investigation before they sounded any alarms, you know, really understand the scope of this breach and maybe even contain some of that damage. But on the other hand, you know, you could definitely see why some people might question whether, you know, was there an attempt to maybe just kind of downplay this whole thing initially. It definitely raises questions about transparency, about trust, especially when we're dealing with such sensitive information.
Right, right. You know, and transparency is just, it's key, especially when we're talking about, you know, people potentially at risk. So what do we actually know about the information that might have been compromised here?
Well, the investigation's still ongoing, but it's not looking good. It's looking like it could be a pretty significant breach. I mean, we're talking names, we're talking addresses, dates of birth, you know, all that information that's valuable for identity theft. And what's even more concerning is the potential exposure of Social Security numbers and even banking information. This could have serious, serious consequences.
That's a scary thought. Especially considering that, you know, a lot of the people who rely on ORI Bridges are already, you know, facing really difficult circumstances.
Yeah.
And it's not just like the inconvenience of, you know, changing your passwords or something. It's the potential for, you know, long-term damage to your finances and just major disruptions to your life.
Absolutely. And you know, beyond the data itself, even just shutting down this system, you know, shutting down ORI Bridges is causing some pretty major disruptions to these essential services, right? So people who depend on these programs are facing, you know, delays in processing applications, you know, getting benefits approved, and even just receiving those funds, the funds they need to just, you know, get by day to day. It really highlights how vulnerable we are when systems like this get compromised.
Yeah, it's a stark reminder that the impact goes way beyond just the initial breach itself. So, you know, what steps have been taken to address this, you know, both to try to contain it, but also to support the people that might be affected.
Well, thankfully, both Rhode Island DHS and Deloitte, they've taken some steps. You know, they took ORI Bridges offline right away, you know, to try to prevent any further damage. And they've launched a full investigation to try to get to the bottom of this, to figure out exactly what happened, how far it goes. Deloitte's partnered with Experian, you know, to set up a multilingual call center to try to help people who might be affected. And they're also working with, you know, state police and even federal law enforcement to investigate this breach.
So sounds like a pretty, you know, multi-pronged approach.
Yeah.
You know, tackling both the technical but also the, you know, the human side of it.
Yeah, yeah, it has to be. You know, rebuilding trust is just as important as fixing the technical problems. People need to feel confident that their information is safe, that they'll have support if something goes wrong.
That brings up the question of how companies like Technigean, you know, they specialize in cybersecurity. How could they play a role in maybe preventing these kinds of things from happening in the first place? You know, they were mentioned in one of the articles we've been looking at. And it looks like they offer a pretty wide range of services, all aimed at really kind of bolstering a company's and organization's defenses against these attacks.
Yeah, and their role is really critical. I mean, they provide a whole range of services, you know, everything from really thorough security audits, you know, to identify any weaknesses, any points of weakness, to you know, incident response and mitigation strategies to contain those threats and get things back online quickly if something does happen. You know, think of them as like a specialized team, constantly monitoring for any kind of suspicious activity, using all these advanced tools to try to catch these cyber criminals, you know, before they can do any real damage. They're like cybersecurity detectives, you know, always looking for clues and staying one step ahead.
Right. That level of proactiveness, that's got to be key these days, right? It's not just about building those walls. It's about having eyes everywhere, anticipating potential threats.
Exactly. And you know, they understand that it's not all about technology. You know, human error plays a big role in a lot of these breaches. So they really focus on, you know, employee training, you know, training on cybersecurity. You know, they help organizations educate their staff about best practices, you know, recognizing phishing scams, creating strong passwords, essentially building a culture of security awareness.
Right. It's about creating a mindset where everybody understands they have a part to play in keeping information secure.
Yep.
So, you know, we've got the reactive side, right, with the investigation, with the support for those affected. And we've got the proactive side with, you know, companies like Technigean working to bolster those defenses against future attacks. But there's another layer to this, isn't there? It's the potential personal impact on individuals, you know, the people whose data might have been compromised.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, we've talked about, you know, the sensitive information that might be out there. I mean, everything from names and addresses to, you know, social security numbers and banking information. And for a lot of the people who use Array Bridges, you know, many of whom are already in vulnerable positions, you know, facing difficult situations, the consequences of something like identity theft, you know, financial fraud, any kind of scam, it could be devastating. You know, it's not just an inconvenience. It's potentially really long-term damage to their finances and their well-being.
So what can people do? What concrete steps can listeners take if they're concerned about their data?
Well, the first thing is just be vigilant. You know, keep a close eye on your bank statements, your credit reports. You know, look for any kind of unusual activity. You know, even small transactions that just seem out of place. Those could be a warning sign. If you spot anything suspicious, you know, don't hesitate to contact your bank, your credit card company right away. And you know, think about freezing your credit, you know, as a preventative measure. That'll restrict anybody from, you know, opening new accounts in your name. You can do that through the major credit reporting agencies, you know, Equifax, Experian, TransUnion. And remember, Deloitte, they partnered with Experian to set up that call center, that multilingual call center specifically for people affected by the Array Bridges breach. So take advantage of that, you know, take advantage of those resources. They can offer guidance. They can offer support.
That's really good practical advice. It sounds like taking quick action can make a big difference. But this also kind of underscores a larger point, doesn't it? It's a reminder that data breaches they're becoming more and more common, and we really all need to be taking our online securities seriously, regardless of whether or not we think we're directly impacted by this specific incident.
Absolutely. You know, this whole thing, it should be a wake-up call for everybody. You know, we've all heard the advice, right? Strong passwords, two-factor authentication, but it's so easy to just become complacent. The situation, it reminds us that those basic steps they're more critical than ever.
Yeah, we'll dive a little deeper into those steps and more in the next part of this deep dive. We'll talk about what you can do to protect yourself, and we'll continue exploring the broader implications of this breach and really what we can learn from it. So stay tuned.
Welcome back to our deep dive into the Array Bridges data breach and, you know, really kind of what it means for the whole cybersecurity landscape.
And in the last part, we were talking about, you know, companies like Technigean and how they're working on the front lines to help organizations really strengthen their security, you know, get a better posture and proactively address all these cyber threats that are out there.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting how cybersecurity is kind of shifting, right? It's becoming less about building these fortresses, you know, these impenetrable fortresses, and more about actively, you know, monitoring and responding to these threats in real time.
And it seems like Technigian's approach, they really embody that shift.
They really do. You know, one of their key services is doing these really comprehensive security audits for organizations, and it's almost like giving their IT infrastructure a complete health checkup, you know, to really uncover, you know, where the vulnerabilities, where the weak points.
So they're not just looking for, you know, problems that already exist. They're also thinking about how those vulnerabilities, you know, how hackers could potentially exploit them.
Right. Absolutely. I mean, it's about understanding, you know, how the attackers think, you know, what's their mindset, and trying to identify those potential attack vectors before they actually become problems. It's a preventative approach that can save organizations a lot of headaches down the road.
And that proactive mindset, that's got to be essential these days, right?
Yeah.
Especially with how much these, you know, cyber threats are constantly evolving and changing.
Exactly. And you know, these audits, they're not just a one-time thing. You know, cybersecurity is an ongoing process. So Technigian works with organizations to do these audits pretty regularly, you know, making sure that they're always up to date and prepared for whatever the latest threats are.
Right. It makes sense. I mean, the threats are always changing, so your defenses have to keep up.
Exactly. And what's really interesting about how Technigian does things is they don't just come in and say, hey, here's what's wrong, you know, fix it. They actually work, you know, pretty collaboratively with these organizations to actually develop and implement solutions that work for their specific needs.
It's a partnership. It's not just like, you know, a consultant coming in and pointing fingers.
Exactly. You know, they get that every organization is different, and they tailor their approach accordingly.
So we talked about how incident response is another really important area where Technigian does some great work. Can you tell us a little bit more about how they approach that?
Sure. So imagine a scenario where despite, you know, all the best preventative measures in the world, you know, a breach does happen. You know, Technigian, they specialize in helping organizations respond to those situations, you know, respond really quickly, respond effectively to contain that damage, to minimize data loss, and really just get things back to normal as quickly as possible.
So they're like the emergency responders of the digital world, right?
Yeah.
They come in, they stabilize the situation, they help guide those organizations through the recovery process.
That's a really good analogy. They have this dedicated team of experts, you know, who are trained to handle those really high pressure situations, and they work, you know, hand in hand with the organization that's been affected to really investigate that breach, figure out the impact, and put together a comprehensive plan to recover.
Yeah, they bring a sense of calm and expertise to what can often be a really chaotic and stressful situation.
They absolutely do, and you know, their approach isn't just about, you know, fixing the technical problems. They also get the human side of this. They work to really address the concerns and anxieties of the people involved.
That's so important, because these breaches can be really unsettling for everybody involved.
Absolutely, and Technigian recognizes that. You know, they provide support, they provide guidance to help organizations communicate with their employees, with their customers, with anybody who might be affected.
And that transparency, that clear communication, that's got to be essential in these situations. It helps rebuild trust, rebuild confidence.
Exactly. And Technigian helps organizations navigate those really tough conversations.
So another area where Technigian really seems to stand out is their focus on proactive threat detection. Can you maybe dig a little deeper into how they approach that?
Yeah, sure. So they use a combination of, you know, really cutting edge technology and also human expertise. You know, think of it like a really sophisticated security system, but with real people who are monitoring those feeds, constantly analyzing that data, you know, looking for patterns that might indicate a potential problem, a potential threat.
So it's not just algorithms making decisions. There's actual human judgment and intuition involved as well.
Exactly. And that human element is so important. You know, they're security analysts, they're highly trained, they're really experienced, and they can often spot these subtle anomalies that an algorithm might miss.
So it's like having a team of detectives,
sure,
right? Cybersecurity detectives who can connect the dots and kind of anticipate what these hackers might do next.
Exactly. And they're always learning, right? They're always adapting their techniques as the threats change, as they evolve.
That's fascinating. So they're not just reacting to known threats, they're actively searching for new and emerging ones.
That's a big part of their approach. Yeah, they're constantly doing research, you know, trying to stay ahead of the curve so they can identify and address these potential threats before they, you know, become widespread problems.
It's almost like they're playing a game of chess,
right?
A high stakes game of chess with the hackers, always trying to anticipate their next move.
Yeah, that's a great analogy, and they're really good at it.
So we've talked a lot about the technical aspects of Technigene's approach, but we also touched on how they emphasize, you know, training employees, right? Training on cybersecurity. Can you maybe talk a little bit more about that?
Sure. You know, they understand that technology alone isn't going to solve this problem. You know, human behavior plays a huge role, and that's why they invest a lot in training programs to really help educate employees about best practices for cybersecurity.
Right. I mean, we all make mistakes, right?
We
click on a suspicious link, we fall for a phishing scam. It's human nature.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you know, with the right training, people can become much more aware of the risks, and they can learn how to avoid those common traps.
So it's about empowering people, right?
Yeah.
To be more cautious, to be more discerning when they're online.
Absolutely. And you know, Technigene's training programs are designed to really be engaging, to be memorable. You know, they use real world scenarios, they use interactive simulations, you know, to try to make the learning process, you know, really stick with people.
So it's not just about, you know, checking a box. It's about giving people the knowledge, the skills that they need to protect themselves and their organizations.
That's the goal. And you know, it's not just, you know, a one-time training. You know, they provide ongoing support, they provide resources to help employees stay, you know, up to date on the latest threats, on the latest best practices.
It's a continuous learning experience, right?
Yeah.
Helping people stay ahead of the curve in this ever-changing field.
Exactly. And you know, they tailor their training programs to different roles, different responsibilities within an organization, you know, making sure that everybody has the knowledge that they need to do their jobs securely.
So it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. They recognize that different people need different types of training.
Right. They take a very personalized approach to training.
So we've talked about prevention, we've talked about detection, we've talked about response.
Mm.
But what about data protection itself? You know, how does Technigene help organizations safeguard their information, their sensitive information?
You know, they offer a whole range of solutions for that as well. You know, recognizing that sometimes, despite all of our best efforts, you know, breaches do happen. So they help organizations implement, you know, really strong data encryption, you know, good backup solutions, so that, you know, even if hackers do manage to get in, they can't, you know, easily get to that data. They can't easily steal it.
So it's like having a backup plan, right? A safety net for those worst case scenarios.
That's a good way to put it. They help organizations create these multiple layers of protection, so that even if one layer fails, you know, there are others in place to safeguard that data.
That layered approach, that seems like a really smart strategy.
It is. And you know, they don't just implement the solutions. They also work with organizations to develop and maintain, you know, really good data security policies, you know, procedures.
So they're not just focused on the technology. They're also helping organizations kind of create a culture of data security.
Exactly. You know, they understand it's a holistic approach. It involves, you know, people, it involves processes, it involves technology, all working together.
And we can't forget about, you know, compliance, right? Regulatory compliance. I mean, that world is constantly changing. How does Technigene help organizations kind of navigate that whole complex landscape?
Yeah, that's another area where they have a lot of expertise. You know, they really understand those different regulations, you know, all those standards that apply to data security. And they help organizations, you know, figure out, okay, where do we stand? You know, are we compliant? And then they help them develop, you know, plans to meet those requirements.
So they're not just, you know, tech experts, they're compliance experts as well, helping organizations stay on the right side of the law.
Exactly, exactly. They act as advisors, they act as guides, helping organizations, you know, understand their obligations and implement the necessary controls.
It's amazing how much goes into cybersecurity these days. It's not just about firewalls and antivirus software anymore.
No, it's a really complex field. It's multifaceted and it's constantly changing.
And the stakes are getting higher and higher.
Yeah.
I mean, with so much of our lives now happening online, you know, a data breach can have really devastating consequences.
Absolutely. It's not just an inconvenience anymore. You know, it can really disrupt people's lives. It can cause, you know, significant financial damage, you know, emotional damage.
That's why it's so important to be proactive.
Yeah.
To work with companies like Technigian who have that expertise, that experience, mm-hmm. to help us navigate all these challenges.
You know, we need to be taking cybersecurity seriously, both, you know, as individuals and as organizations. We need to be investing in our defenses. We need to be educating ourselves. And we really need to be working together to create a more secure digital world.
Well said. So we've explored all the different ways that Technigian is helping organizations, you know, kind of strengthen their security, you know, everything from prevention to incident response to data protection and compliance. Mm. But there's another really crucial aspect of this conversation that I think we need to talk about, and that's the human cost of these data breaches.
Yeah, that's an incredibly important point. You know, we often focus on the technical details. You know, we focus on the financial implications, but it's easy to forget that behind every data point, you know, there's a real person whose life could be profoundly impacted by a breach like this.
Right. It's not just numbers on a screen. It's about people's lives, their livelihoods.
Exactly. You know, think about those folks whose data was potentially compromised in this Rebridges breach. I mean, they're now facing the very real possibility of, you know, identity theft, of financial fraud, and just all the stress and anxiety that comes along with that.
Yeah, it's a violation of their privacy, of their security, and it can have ripple effects, you know, throughout their whole lives.
Absolutely. It can affect their credit score, their ability to get loans, you know, even their relationships and their sense of well-being.
Yeah, it's a stark reminder that these data breaches aren't just these abstract events. They have really real, really personal consequences for the people involved.
And those consequences can be devastating, especially for people who are already vulnerable, you know, who maybe don't have the resources to cope with the fallout of something like this.
So it's not just about protecting data, it's about protecting people.
That's really what it comes down to. And that's why cybersecurity is so important. It's about, you know, safeguarding our digital lives, but it's also about protecting the well-being of real people.
And I think this whole conversation has really, really highlighted how important it is to take cybersecurity seriously, not just for organizations, but for all of us as individuals.
Yeah, it's a shared responsibility. You know, we all need to be aware of the risks. We need to take steps to protect ourselves, and we need to demand, you know, better security from those companies and organizations that we interact with online.
We need to be informed consumers. We need to be vigilant citizens. We need to be advocates for our own digital security.
Well said. And you know, we need to be having these conversations, right? We need to be raising awareness. We need to be pushing for change.
Because of the future of our digital lives, it really depends on it.
That's a really powerful way to put it. You know, we're at a crossroads here.
Yeah.
And the choices that we make today, they're going to have a huge impact on tomorrow.
So let's choose wisely. Let's invest in cybersecurity. Let's support ethical and responsible practices, and let's empower ourselves to navigate this increasingly complex, you know, digital world that we live in.
That's a vision worth striving for, and I think it's a vision that we can achieve if we all work together.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive. We've explored the complexities of cybersecurity, the importance of ethics and responsibility, and of course the human cost of these data breaches. But There's one more really crucial aspect of this, of the whole story that we need to look at, and that's the implications for the future. So stay with us for the final part of this episode to explore, you know, what we can all do to create a more secure, more resilient digital future. Welcome back. In the last two parts of our deep dive, we've really explored this Rybridge's data breach. You know, we looked at the timeline, we looked at the potential impact, and really the crucial role that cybersecurity companies like Technigian play. We also talked about, you know, the human cost of these breaches and how they can really affect people's lives. But now I think it's time to kind of shift our focus to the future. What lessons can we learn from all this? What steps can we take to try to prevent these kinds of breaches from happening over and over again?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question. And it's one that really deserves, you know, some careful thought. You know, while there's no easy answer, there's no magic bullet to completely get rid of these cyber threats, you know, there are some real concrete steps that we can take to try to build a more resilient and more secure digital world.
So where do we start? You know, we talked about companies like Technigian working, you know, at that organizational level, but what about individuals? What can everyday people do to protect themselves?
You're right. It all starts with awareness and then taking action, you know, at a personal level. We've all heard it, right? Strong passwords, two-factor authentication. But it's easy to kind of dismiss those as just technical details. But think about it this way. Your digital life, your financial security, your personal information, it's all connected. Strong passwords, multi-factor authentication, that's your front line of defense against somebody trying to get into your accounts, trying to steal your identity.
Yeah, it's like locking your front door,
right?
Setting your alarm system, right? Simple steps, but they make a huge difference in how secure you are.
Exactly, and it's not just passwords. You know, be careful about the links that you click, the information that you share online. Phishing scams, they're getting really sophisticated. Don't click on anything that seems, you know, suspicious, that seems out of the blue. And if somebody's asking for your personal information, verify it. Go directly to that organization. Don't just, you know, respond to that email or that message.
So it's about being a little bit more discerning, you know, a little bit more skeptical maybe, and a little bit more proactive about protecting yourself.
Absolutely. And don't forget about, you know, those software updates. A lot of times those include really important security patches, you know, that are fixing vulnerabilities that have been discovered. Keeping your software up to date is one of the easiest things you can do. And it's one of the most effective ways to protect yourself.
So it sounds like it really comes down to vigilance, mm-hmm. to awareness.
Yeah.
You know, being informed about the risks and then just taking these simple steps, but effective steps to try to reduce those risks. Mm-hmm. But what about, you know, the bigger picture? What needs to change on a societal level, systemic level to really address this growing threat of cyber attacks?
Yeah, that's where things get, you know, really interesting. We need to move beyond just reacting to things, right? Yeah. We need to be more proactive, more preventative in our mindset when it comes to cybersecurity. And that involves, you know, collaboration, governments, businesses, individuals, everybody working together.
So it's about everyone kind of rowing in the same direction, working towards that common goal.
Exactly. Exactly. Governments, they need to prioritize, you know, cybersecurity legislation. They need to fund, you know, research and development. Businesses need to invest in strong security measures. They need to put, you know, protecting customer data front and center. And individuals, you know, we need to take responsibility for our own online security.
It's a multifaceted problem that requires a multifaceted solution.
Absolutely. And it's not just about the tech, right? It's about fostering a culture of cybersecurity awareness. You know, educating people about the risk, promoting best practices, creating that sense of shared responsibility for being safe online.
It's about creating a world, creating a society where everybody understands that cybersecurity is not just an IT issue, right? Mm-hmm. It's a societal issue. It affects all of us.
Yeah, and we need to be having these conversations, you know, out in the open.
Yeah.
Sharing information, working together to come up with solutions.
You know, one of the things that's really struck me throughout this whole deep dive is how interconnected everything is. You know, this breach, it started with this seemingly distant hacker group, you know, targeting a large consulting firm. But it's had these ripple effects. It's impacted essential services. It's impacted people's lives. It really highlights how interconnected, how intertwined our digital world is and how vulnerable we are when those connections are exploited.
That's a really powerful insight. It reminds us that cybersecurity, it's not just about data, right? It's about protecting people, protecting mm-hmm. communities, protecting mm-hmm. those essential services that we all rely on. And it's a responsibility that all of us share.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what are some of the key takeaways that you hope our listeners will kind of walk away with?
Well, first, you know, I hope that they'll have a better understanding of just how important cybersecurity is and the very real impact that these breaches can have. Second, you know, I hope they'll feel empowered to do something about it, wow. you know, to take action, whether it's implementing those basic security measures that we talked about or even just starting conversations, you know, talking about cybersecurity with their family, with their friends, with their colleagues. And lastly, you know, I hope they'll walk away with a sense of hope, you know, a sense of optimism. While the challenges are definitely real, there are solutions. By working together, we can create a safer digital world, a more resilient digital world, a more trustworthy digital world.
And that's a message of hope and action that I think we all need to hear. So thank you for joining us on this deep dive, and thank you to all of you for listening. We'll keep exploring these really important issues in future episodes, so stay tuned. Until then, stay safe, stay informed, and stay vigilant.